Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We got to get out of our comfort zones, ladies and gentlemen. We got to admit we're under a modern form of attack. The fact that they incrementally attack us is designed that we never actually wake up and transcend what they're doing and just say no at every level. Oh, so big tech censors members of Congress and governors. Well, that's the way it is. Oh, yeah, and the shots kill a bunch of people. Okay, and it makes you have blood clots and die. Yeah, big deal. Here's part of the 32-minute report that's featured at man.video. It's so bombshell with Dr. Richard Fleming and his findings with these other research scientists. We're going to air the first 5 minutes of this, and then we're going to come back from break and talk to Fleming live. But if you go to band.video, here, I'll just show you. You go to band.video, you can see it. There it is, InfoWars exclusive presentation, medical bombshell, Pfizer vax attacks human blood, creating clots observable under microscope. And that thing just went live this morning, and we interviewed him last night. Then put it together, and it's what all the other studies, everything else I just showed you, admit. So remember, they're just setting the precedent. An experimental injection is out there and then it's used on us. And here's a part of that presentation.
All right. Well, hello, everyone. I wanted to go over some very important information on the SARS-CoV-2 drug vaccines by taking a microscopic examination of really what the Pfizer vaccine does when it comes into contact with red blood cells or a person's blood, and the concerns that I've had with these. The investigation that you're going to see was a combined project between Dr. Kevin McCarron, PhD, neurobiologist in Japan, originally from the UK, and myself. And we did this in the last several days, actually. One of the slides that I like to share with people is that the difference between a PhD, MD, JD is that PhDs actually figure out problems while MDs treat them, and JDs typically cause them. And this presentation, we believe, will have all three effects. For the last 22 months, there has been a huge amount of misinformation, so much that, you know, it's phenomenal how much misinformation versus real information has gotten out there, including people who've said that the virus isn't real and hasn't been isolated, to people confusing virus SARS-CoV-2 with the disease COVID-19, to misinformation about PCR testing and misinformation about masking, to confusion between the use of terms like cytokine storm versus inflammatory thrombotic response, which is what's really going on, to people being told to take certain drugs that there's absolutely no proof that they work, while other people are being told that other medications that do work can't be provided. All the way from there to doctors not treating symptomatic patients until it's too late, to physicians using the ventilators incorrectly, to doctors being threatened if they actually try to treat patients with loss of their license or legal actions, to the promotion of vaccines that the emergency use authorization documents actually show do not statistically lower the incidence of COVID or deaths, to a failure to provide informed consent for people receiving the vaccines, to individuals overstepping their constitutional legal authority, including mandates, to blaming the unvaccinated for the promulgation of vaccines, to actually people claiming there are things in the vaccines that simply aren't there. And so it's this latter one that we really want to look at today, because there is so much misinformation about what's in the vaccines, all the way from the pictures at the upper left-hand corner that talk about graphene oxide, and to the right of that little creatures. The video here that we won't play at this point in time is from Dr. Zalewski, Z-A-L-E-W-S-K-I, who was giving a presentation explaining that he had found the eggs of these creatures, and they're three-legged creatures. A lot of misinformation is simply and has not done nothing to add to the scientific discussion and the important discussion about what's in these vaccines. I've been concerned about the vaccines themselves. And so you can see here that I sent Dr. Borla on the 30th of January the first request for Pfizer information on the emergency use authorization.
All right, folks. Dr. Fleming's going to join us live with these incredible documented findings. Please stay with us. Tell people to tune in. I am taping this update on the morning of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. Listeners who've already tried and really seen the powerful effects of Rainforest Ultra should be excited to know that we've got a limited supply of it in stock, but it'll be sold out at current sales rates by Monday morning. Despite that fact, we're still offering a major discount of 25% off. It is an amazing nootropic. I went to one of the top labs in the country, and I said I want very powerful, quick-acting, extremely clean nootropic that wears off quick, because I want to be able to take it if I've got to work till 10 at night, take it at 7, and for it to wear off by 10. And that's exactly what they did with Brain Force Ultra. Now, we have other great products like Turbo Force that last for 10 hours. It's a different formula. It's over-the-top powerful, so strong I can't even take it. By the way, it's sold out right now. But Brain Force Ultra is really something special. It's 25% off, limited supply. We'll sell out early next week. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, here is the big news. Here is the big, incredibly important guest and information, Dr. Richard Fleming. FlemingMethod.com is joining us. He is a cardiologist, nuclear cardiologist, certified in positron emission tomography, jurisprudence, doctor of law, researcher, inventor, and author. I'm not going to go over his prestigious background or his development of major medical devices and more. FlemingMethod.com. But his site is the best site that keeps track of all the major studies I've seen around the world, and John Hopkins and the UN's own trackers showing indeed what these Franken injections are doing. Now, he has been trying for a very long time, he'll give you all the details, to get the FDA, who's not been doing really public trials, to release information. And now we know that people have gotten sick and died in the trials, and now lawsuits are being filed over that. But he was able to get the so-called vaccine and have it studied by other renowned laboratory scientists. And he's now published and listed that information in a detailed slideshow that he premiered in a report that just went live this morning at freeworldnews.tv. And we can put that live at freeworldnews.tv and show the TV viewers that actual headline so they can see it on screen. But that is a headline that I gave it this morning after I saw the crew put it together. And so I would just hope that Dr. Fleming will give us a better headline for what he thinks this really means. But medical bombshell, Pfizer vax attacks human blood, creating clots under microscope. Now, this is backed up by over 100 mainline articles I showed you last hour about warnings on the vaccines about causing clots, myocarditis, all the rest of it. But now they've actually tested it directly on the blood in vitro to show what's happening there, and then tested other things to compare the two. And, of course, he's the scientist and the doctor, so I'm going to let him take over with this information now. If you'd like to walk back through the basic findings, that's fine, but also just what this is an American, as a citizen, as a human, what this signifies and where he thinks this is going, because the wheels are coming off on Fauci and Wuhan and lying and doing all these torturous experiments on puppies and monkeys, and now they're testing experimental stuff on us and trying to make us take it. I mean, this is just a mad scientist science fiction movie come true. So again, Dr. Fleming, thanks so much for coming on with us.
It's my pleasure to be here, Alex. Thank you for the invitation.
Well, thank you for your courage to go out and do this. So where should we start? What you asked the FDA, why you were forced to do this, how you were able to actually get some of the so-called vaccine, and what you discovered?
Right. Well, we've been looking at the vaccines for a little while now. several months ago, we did some initial analysis looking for graphene to see if that was available or present in the vaccines because of all the rumors and speculation by people. And those initial evaluations we did in the United States and we did in Europe, and we didn't see the graphene that people were talking about. Back in January, I started asking Pfizer and Moderna very specifically to address concerns that I had about antibody-dependent enhancement and the spike proteins crossing the blood-brain barrier and these lipid nanoparticles transferring across the blood-brain barrier and the evidence that showed that the vaccines don't stay at the site of injection. They go all throughout the body. The data is very, very clear on that. So I sent letters to both Pfizer and Moderna. I sent it three different times, which is kind of the standard for law for JDs to do to guarantee that communication has been there. They didn't respond back. I met with a group of other physicians and scientists several months ago, and we formulated a letter that I eventually put together and signed, and then had the names of several other individuals, as you see in the slide presentation, agree with that. And we sent it off to the FDA. And it turned out that last week, at the same time that we were investigating the blood, the letter came back from the FDA where the FDA said they were happy with the products of the vaccines, that their job was to take care of the American public and make sure these vaccines are safe. And they were satisfied with the safety of these vaccines. And thank you ever so much for our concern. The timing on that was just perfect because we had Dr. McCarron had acquired some additional vaccines, and he had done some initial look to see what the vaccines might do, and then we proceeded 4 or 5 days ago to very methodically carry through the steps that a research scientist would do, which is to take blood samples and look at it under a microscope, doing nothing more to the blood than just leaving the blood alone so you could see it. And we recorded it in this presentation so you can actually see what we're looking at when we look at through a microscope, and then took some still pictures so you can compare, and then asked the fundamental question, well, what happens if you take something like normal saline that shouldn't have an adverse effect on the blood and you add that to the blood? Well, you can see for yourself that the blood moves around a little bit because the saline added to it, it's a fluid, but it doesn't damage the blood. We then proceeded to add Pfizer BioNTech to it. And what you see in less than a minute is the red color of the red blood cells goes away. They become pale. And that means that either the oxygen is being stripped out of the red blood cells or the hemoglobin that holds the oxygen is being stripped out of the red blood cells or both. And then as you continue to watch it over the course of a minute or two, you see the blood start to clot. And there's a nice example, two different examples on the left, or the very pale red blood cells compared to the vibrant red blood cells to the right of that. And then in the circle, you can actually see an oval droplet of red blood cells that are actually immersed in a Pfizer vaccine droplet. And you can compare that loss of red vibrant color to the red color around it. So we did this several times. There you can see the red blood cells simply moving on their own, so you can see what it really looks like. If your viewers have never seen red blood cells under a microscope, this is fundamental to answering the questions. What happens to the blood if you add the vaccine to it? And that's really what we looked at. And then we added, then we looked under the microscope just at the Pfizer vaccine and just at normal saline and compare that. And there aren't any little creatures in there. There isn't any nanotechnology put in there. There isn't any graphene. There are crystals like this. You can see a lot of contaminant in this, a lot of garbage in the Pfizer vaccines. And we had, you know, five different vials that we looked at. This is just one example of artifact and garbage and fibers that are present in the vaccine. None of this meets industry accepted standards for ejecting this vaccine into a human being. And the later images over here, yeah, that's a fiber that he's pointing out there, and another fiber. I mean, this should not be in the vaccine. This is garbage. This is unacceptable. And for the FDA to say, we're happy with it, we've looked at it, it meets all of our expectations for a manufactured product. This doesn't meet the qualifications for injecting this into anything on the planet except possibly a rock, something that's already dead. And then we looked at the normal saline, and you don't see this garbage. You see what looks like a clean product, which is just the solution. So, you know, we're left with the evidence before us, which is that when the Pfizer vaccine is added to blood, it takes away the ability of the blood to hold oxygen. Now, the function of the red blood cells is twofold: to carry oxygen out to the body and to pick up garbage, waste products, carbon dioxide, and take it back to the lungs to blown off. So if the red blood cells are damaged so they can't carry oxygen, they're clearly not going to be able to carry carbon dioxide. Once they're damaged like that, they're useless. They're sticking around for 120 days on average, 90 to 120 days. These red blood cells lose their ability to function to carry oxygen that's necessary for you to live, and carry carbon dioxide to get it out of your body that's necessary for you to blow it off. And you can see when you look at that, why somebody would suddenly get so short of breath and have difficulty breathing. And putting them on a ventilator isn't going to get oxygen to attach to those red blood cells. Those red blood cells are damaged. And to do this, to mass vaccinate people with a product like this, is unconscionable.
Well, Dr. Fleming, this is just beyond bombshell. Of all the insane COVID news we put out, dealing with the tentacles of it, this is the most powerful and insane yet. And your findings are exactly what fits with what it's been doing to people and what warnings they've had to put on it now. So where do we go from here with the FDA saying this is the best thing since sliced bread, where a bunch of countries are banning it because it's doing exactly what your findings show? We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com, or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare Specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank the listeners and the viewers and our affiliates and the incredible crew who make this broadcast so incredibly informative and powerful. And the crew that sat up here late last night and early this morning working with myself and others to get Dr. Fleming's report out early this morning. Matt and everybody else know who you are, just the best crew in the world. And we're working 16-plus hours a day here because this is so historical. Dr. Richard Fleming, again, is our guest. This is a shorter segment, longer segments coming up. But, sir, this is just unbelievable. And we know from previous studies of similar mRNA-type drugs, they had caused similar blood clotting problems and liver failure and things. And I know you're a multidiscipline doctor and scientist here, but were you expecting something this radical? Because I'm not a scientist like you, but a layperson, I would call it a chain reaction in the blood. Almost like an enzyme level shift to watch the blood go from oxygenated red alive in the petri dish or in the injector in a minute, turning unoxygenated dead brown, and to know it's, well, I mean, we know sometimes it doesn't hurt people. Sometimes they have convulsions and collapse right on the spot. I mean, from all the mechanisms that we already know about with what's in these mRNA shots, to the best of your knowledge, what's happening here?
Yeah, so the best explanation that we have right now is that it's clearly just going in and damaging the hemoglobin. I mean, that would be the fastest way in which you could force the oxygen to get off, because the oxygen has a huge affinity for the hemoglobin. So our speculation at this point in time is that something is going in and just ripping apart or damaging or changing the structure of the hemoglobin, making a completely useless red blood cell. And, you know, those red blood cells, they're the only cells in the body that don't have a nucleus, so they're not replacing themselves there. They're being made in the bone marrow. They're out in your bloodstream for 90 to 120 days, and they're just becoming useless. I put the theory together in 1994 explaining all of this inflammatory thrombotic response, but you're right. Never in my wildest dreams did I think I'd be able to just look under a microscope and watch the process happen so rapidly. I mean, that wasn't the expectation. But what we wanted to do was to know what really happened when the vaccine hit the blood. And we very methodically looked at the blood, made sure that people could see what the blood looked like, that it didn't change on its own, that the normal saline didn't change it. But the Pfizer vaccine immediately did that. I mean, clearly what needs to be done here is for the FDA to do the job that they're supposed to be doing, which is to review what the drug does. I mean, you can't claim to be in charge of health and safety in the United States and guarantee products if you've got garbage like this in the vaccine that by itself, just the garbage would make it unconscionable to be injecting this into people. But seeing what it does to the blood, I mean, this is the fundamental science that should be going on. And you don't take other people's word for this. You carry out the research yourself. You know, that's how I was trained as a physicist and as a physician, which was to never take somebody else's word for it. to carry out the job yourself. And considering the number of people that are affected, the number of people that have been injured, the number of people that are dead, to not have carried this out is criminal. It's criminal. And, you know, we've been trying to explain for some time that this gain of function was going on, that was clear from the research investigation that we were doing. And just to watch Fauci and other people lie and for mainstream media to not take them to task is unacceptable. We have a product that's being forced mandated into people. So, you know, kudos to the fired personnel and the police officers that are going on strike in New York City and Los Angeles and other major cities around the country that are saying no. And to everybody who's attacking those individuals, to anybody out there attacking anybody who has any doubts and questions and are trying to do the right thing for themselves and their family, and quite frankly, for the viewers, because the viewers are the ones being protected by our military and our fire and our police and our EMS and our paramedics. It's you that they're protecting. And so for them to say we're not going to be vaccinated with something that doesn't show a benefit, and we have concerns about this, this evidence, looking under the microscope, shows you what's going on. The time for games is over. At the time for mandates is over. You can't mandate. There's no legitimate reason to mandate injecting people with products that are garbage or damaging.
Well, you're absolutely right, Dr. Fleming. And just to expand on that, we have Hillary Clinton and we have Noam Chomsky and we have all these leaders saying, lock people in their houses. Kathleen Sebelius, don't give them food. Noam Chomsky, if we don't take a Nuremberg violating experimental shot, and then they're calling us evil people that are going to infect others when all the studies are out. This destroys your immune system. British studies, you're twice as likely to get COVID if you've had the shot, double jabbed or, quote, getting diseases at record levels. This, quote, super cold that's really ADE. I mean, this is wild. They clearly did this on purpose and are just trying to gaslight us, but I don't see it working. And so God bless the firefighters and nurses and police and others that are saying no to this, because if they get this through on all of us, we're all done for.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and it's very clear that, you know, these reports about HIV occurring in people, you know, you saw this in Australia and New Zealand when they first looked at it. And I warned originally up front that Xi Zhang Li was working on the same receptor on cells that I was in the 1990s. It got the government all ticked off at me. But that Nr5ac receptor is what the HIV glycoprotein 120 hooks into the cell to begin the process of going to the ACE2 receptor.
And by the way, I saw you talking about that 15, 16 months ago. Now that's mainstream news.
Yeah, it's amazing. You know, conspiracy becomes fact in what, 6 months is what they tell me?
Yes, sir. Please continue.
Yeah. No, I mean, the reality of this is that these people have been playing this game, and you can see them start to throw each other under the bus. I mean, it began with Redfield, then Collins let everybody know he was resigning, and then people at NIH turned around and said, yeah, we've been doing gain-of-function research. The question is, who are they going to throw under the bus next? Now, what they would like to do is to throw all of us under the bus, but we didn't do this. We're the ones that are simply looking at the science or the data and reporting it so that people are aware of it, so people can make informed, intelligent decisions, you know, informed consent, that old concept that in Nuremberg we drove home with, which is that you don't do research on people without them consenting to do that. And these people decided that they were going to take and run the game and play the table, and they were going to manipulate people and lock people down, and they did a great job. They isolated people from talking. They kept people from thinking. They attacked the people that were exposing what they were doing. But they've been doing it for such a long time, and enough intelligent people have coalesced together. And right now, kudos, Dr. Kevin W. McCarron, because he was doing some of this over in Japan. Dr. Luc Montagnier, who's been looking at this in France, and all the people in this country and around the world who have been independently trying to get to the facts of this, and to yourself, to everybody who's been involved in the alternative media, I guess. Let's call the alternative media, the mainstream media right now, because the mainstream media, just like the FDA, Health and Human Services, and the CDC, have either been bought or paid off in some form or incompetent.
That's right. Dr. Fleming, stay there. We're going to be right back in a few minutes. But absolutely. I mean, I'm having like an anxiety attack just thinking about this. I mean, this is so huge. It's so confirmed. The wheels are coming off. There's this spectacle. They're all being exposed. The rats are leaving the sinking ship. What comes next? Stay with us. You're listening to this message in the weekend of Friday, October 22nd, 2021. This is your last chance to get some of our best-selling amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com before they sell out, like DNA Force Plus, that is the ultimate formula out there for strengthening your telomeres and the very engines of your cells. I mean, it's got a big dose of the highest quality PQQ and CoQ10 and a bunch of other key ingredients that God gave us through nature that are simply amazing. It's 40% off. This product's been sold out for 6-7 months because of supply chain breakdowns, because we would not cut the quality of the ingredients. We could cut the quality all day and buy crap from China and never be sold out, but we're not doing that. This is the highest rated. It's 40% off. The sale ends on Monday. 40% off DNA Force Plus and a limited supply of Brain Force Ultra as well. It'll be sold out on Monday. It's 25% off. So support the Infowar. We're getting great products at the same time. Thank you all for your support. InfowarStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Richard Fleming is our guest right now. And as negative as things have been, as bad as the global lockdowns that triggered 25 plus million people to starve to death in the last 20 months, according to the UN, as bad as the millions of bad vaccine reactions and people getting sick and dying has been, at least now the wheels are starting to come off. And when I just coldly look at what's happening to Fauci and Peter Daszak and Bill Gates and the NIH and the documents that people released that they had on them, thousands of pages, where they were at the lab saying, you want gain of function, because they knew it was illegal. And Fauci uses the word gain of function in the emails. We've shown them to you. And he says, I want you to combine these four viruses, and he lists the four that made COVID, with the HIV delivery system, and he mentions the protein and how to grow it. And then there's emails of him saying in December of 2019, before this is even in the news, that COVID's out there, to prepare the vaccines for the new viruses they've made. Then we have video of Peter Daszak in videos in the same December covering bases saying, oh, yeah, we're merging viruses to make a super virus, to make a super vaccine. So this is just so crazy to have this out in the open. And then there's Dr. Richard Fleming, and he lists all this, and it's in the video in the report on Bandai Video, goes out and works with other scientists that are respected to, in a lab with them all watching, getting the Pfizer mRNA concoction, it's not a vaccine, and injecting it, and within 1 minute it goes from oxygenated to brown, and then he tries to do it with other substances, and it doesn't happen. Anybody knows blood, I mean, it's hard to get it when it's out in the oxygen to change. You'd be trying to clean blood up with cleaning solvent off the carpet, and it doesn't turn to another color. You're putting the solvent on it. So this is just crazy. Anybody that knows about blood stains is you can put them in the washing machine and put bleach in it, and it barely gets rid of it. I mean, but this is instantly turning blood another color. This is heavy, heavy, heavy. So what were you thinking just as a layperson, not just as a doctor, Dr. Fleming, when you're mixing the blood with the shot, with the Pfizer concoction, with the Pfizer Franken essence, Franken juice, and you just see it start turning brown and the oxygen leaving the cells. What were you thinking when you saw that?
That the red blood cells are being damaged, because you've never seen blood that's not red outside the body. And the reason for that is that when the blood gets exposed to the air with oxygen, blood automatically turns red, even when it's bluer inside the body. So when you draw it in a vein, some of the oxygen has been used up. That's why the veins have that bluish color. And immediately when the blood hits the air, it's oxygenated. So this was oxygenated blood constantly exposed to oxygen that no longer could hold on to its oxygen. And this is, you know, I know I keep using the legal term unconscionable, because it simply means you can't justify this under any set of circumstances. And these vaccines now, not only do we know that everything that we've been talking about with this inflammatory thrombotic response since 1994 is valid, not only does it verify, you know, our measurements that we do with Fleming method to actually find treatments, but it also brings up a new liability issue for these vaccines, because the vaccines have been prevented because of vaccine laws. This is a product liability suit. This is strict liability, where a product that's made and injected into someone doesn't meet the standards of what the industry has with all this garbage in it. This opens up a brand new series of lawsuits for attorneys all across the United States to go after Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen for strict liability products. They're no longer protected under this vaccine lawsuit. And I want to mention, you know, that going after these people shouldn't just be an international criminal court, which we can thank the attorneys in the UK, McCallum and Maine. You know, we can thank the Slovakia attorneys, Weiss and Pirisikova and Schmidt, and the French attorneys, Appellier and Cohen, and the Czech Republic attorneys, Nielsen. I mean, these people went out of their way to put pressure on the ICC, which we are putting on them, along along with the Nazi concentration camp survivors, Braun Handler and Sharav. They have all stepped forward like you are, like we, you know, like McCarran and Montagnier and myself are, and lots of people around the world, to put these people back in the place that they belong. The Japanese caught on to this. You know, you're showing the heading there. They're seeing garbage in the vaccine.
Well, that's where I was going next, and I had my mic up when I was telling them, and I had it off. Hey, pull up Japan, but they were doing it. Exactly backing up what you found under an electron microscope or under a microscope, what you found. So that's even secondary, that under the law and the regulations that you have on your site, you explain, they're supposed to pull it with the level of particula that you found in it. So that's a whole nother issue of the same black metal and same black garbage that they found in Moderna and Pfizer shots in Japan. So Japan is getting the same shots we're getting. They're just doing their job and actually looking at it when people die to find out what's happening. Do we have any idea what's in there? The Japanese said it was a metal.
Yeah, well, you know, there's really, we saw crystals, we saw fiber particles, it's a matter of just how deeply you look at it as to what you're probably going to find. But the reality is none of that garbage should have been in there. So it doesn't matter, you know, which junk is in there, whether it's a manufacturing problem or a laziness problem or intentionally or accidentally put in there. It's still in there, and they're supposed to be checking these products, and this violates every rule of putting a product out there. This is being injected into human beings.
And let's stop there again, Doctor. As you said a year and a half ago, though, that's why they skipped the regular approval process and then lied a few months ago and said it's approved, in 2026. Explain that to people.
Well, you know, there's evidence that looks like they kind of approved all this stuff up front long before any of this was known to anybody. And Fauci knew back in 2007 that if he was going to develop a virus and release it, that the only way to prevent that virus from being spread would, based upon the 2007 National Science Foundation report, was to shut down international travel. They did not want to shut down the spread of this virus. They wanted a virus that would be spread around. They wanted an opportunity to use these vaccines. They wanted an opportunity to control doctors and prevent doctors from using...
In fact, remember, Trump said shut down the flights early, and they all said no.
Yeah, that's exactly right. We have a politician who does just his gut instinct, where the head of the infectious disease for the United States, NIAID, should have been aware. Look, one of three things happened. Either Fauci was not aware of a study in his area that was paid for by the government in 2007, which doesn't bode well. He was aware of it but didn't bother to read it, which doesn't bode well. Or he was aware of it, read it, and didn't understand it, which doesn't bode well. It doesn't matter to me which one of the three you want to take. He didn't do his job. And he actually stood there and disagreed with the President of the United States, which he's done a number of times.
So, Doctor, let me ask you this. Now that it's coming out, the data function, now it's coming out that this shot is deadly, where does all this go next?
Yeah, well, the obvious reality is, you know, what I'm calling for on the last slide is for the drug vaccines to stop immediately until the FDA and every other, and Health and Human Services and anybody else involved can, one, explain the desaturation effect of these vaccines on the blood, two, explain the clotting factors that's occurring on these blood, and those have to be corrected before you could even consider them. And number three, explain the garbage contaminant and the strict liability problems that are going on here. And as I said in that last slide, don't take my word for it. Anybody out there who's able to carry out this research should be carrying it out. Mike Adams and I spoke yesterday. He and I are going to work on carrying out further studies in his lab in Austin. Anybody involved with this around the world who's a serious scientist who wants the question, get a hold of these vaccines, get a hold of blood, do it properly. Let's start flooding the world with the information that people need to see, because these vaccines, effective immediately, should no longer be injected into a human being until all of this can be resolved. And anybody who continues to inject this is committing crimes against humanity and are experimenting on people. And this is Nuremberg.
You're right. This is Dr. Mengele Part 2. We'll be right back. This is history, folks.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You're tuned in to the last segment of the third hour. We're going to go a little bit into the fourth hour with Dr. Richard Fleming. Paul Watson's taking over. And I just really want to ask Dr. Fleming to please come back on very soon and to please get on all our other shows and to please have all the listeners go to freeworldnews.tv. That's the URL where our videos aren't getting censored right now. It's just a mirror of band.video. And get the emergency report he filed last night with us that we then got edited and boiled down. It's medical bombshell, Pfizer vax attacks human blood, creating clots under microscope. That's a very simple but very accurate headline, but it's worse than that. It's also full of contaminants. But, this is a godsend, though, in that the enemy that did this, who premeditatedly carried it all out, like Dr. Fleming said, at every level, that lied about it, that suppressed treatments, They're doing this for a power grab and a world ID and a world social credit score. They admit now. They both said that 2 weeks ago. And so, but they overreach, and it's going to be so obvious, as Dr. Fleming just said, when other scientists then duplicate this and see this. And when other labs do this, they're not going to be able to suppress this information. People are going to see what it does with blood, and they're going to see the other tests you did with other things does nothing to blood. And this, then we have all the other studies and all the admissions, Dr. Fleming. So all I can say is thank God you did this. Why are you the first really accredited person to do it? Because when I saw people saying there's hidden aliens and five-legged goblins in there, I said, that's obviously disinfo to discredit us, just like you just said. Of course, I could do that and have 20 million views, and they wouldn't censor me if I put that out. Also, notice Twitter and Facebook don't censor that. But they do try to censor you and other real scientists. So this is coffin nails to their COVID narrative if it gets out. Correct, sir?
Oh, absolutely. And remember, we've talked about this before. The first people that Hitler put in concentration camps were the PhDs and the MDs. Take us out of the play. So that the only narrative that people have to listen to is what the government wants you to believe. And you've taken all the credibility out. You know, and science frequently restores itself by doing the right thing. You know, when Fauci said he's science, that you can't imagine how I cringe on the inside with that, because somebody who's done 53 years worth of research, what I want to do is just scream, no, you are not. And so when I'm asking other scientists to go out there and do this, I'm not only saying verify what we've seen. I'm saying let's get out here and start to make science great again and restore our credibility that has been lost from what's been going on by this gain of function research and this manipulation and cover up. We have an obligation to go out there and say, wait a minute, science is real. Science is not full of bad people. There are some bad people in science because we sample from the human population, but we are accountable to ourselves. It's not the non-scientists that are going to correct the scientific community. It's not the non-physicians that are going to help with the medical community. You know, physicians and scientists have been, you know, taking it on the chin for forever. Semmelweis lost his medical license and credibility for saying to wash hands in between babies. And shortly after he died and they started doing that, infant mortality in hospitals dropped by 50%. So,
well, I mean, it was Copernicus and people and Galileo that got locked up in jail for the rest of their lives for saying that the Earth is not the center of the universe and that the planets orbit the sun.
Right. That's exactly what happened to Galileo. He got put under house arrest, not for saying that the Earth went around the sun, but for saying, look, don't take my word for it. Don't take the official
word. That's right. He said
they
moved. They moved. It was the whole point saying they moved.
Yeah, he said, you can look at the sun, you can look at the moon, you can look at the stars, and you can figure it out for yourself. Well, that's the video of this blood is so powerful because you can see what happens in that short period of time. You can see the blood cells move. You can see the blood cells clot. It's not me taking a static picture and then showing it to you. You get to see it, and you get to see us move around the microscope, so it's you're there to actually see it. Everybody is intelligent enough to do this. And while I'm mentioning, because I believe in crediting people. You've got an outstanding staff. They worked very, very hard on this. And B, I lived in Los Angeles, California for 7 years, and I tried to work on this out there and got nowhere. I moved back to Texas, where I trained as a cardiologist, and moved to Dallas, and the people here have embraced what we've been doing, have been very supportive. The people down in Austin, yourself, and several other individuals have been very supportive. Coming to Texas is an area where people actually embrace exposing the truth so that people know what's going on and can make intelligent decisions on their own. They're not dumb. They're not stupid. They can handle the truth. They're not going to get a PhD or an MD or a JD by listening, but they can see what's going on, and they have the intelligence and the common sense to put it together.
I was about to say, I don't have a degree as a coroner, But if I see somebody shoot somebody with a 12-gauge shotgun and they flop over and die, I can reach down and say there's no pulse, they're dead. I know that, bullets out of that shotgun projectiles killed them. And I can watch statistically with people I know that take the vaccines, get really sick and die, and then I can go look at the VAERS own numbers and see it's happening. So I can see what, Galileo saw. It moves. People are moving. They're dying. We're seeing an effect.
Absolutely. And you can watch now as these bottom feeders are throwing each other under the bus so that they can, aren't the ones that are going to pay the, ultimate penalty. What I want right now, I want Americans to stand up, recognize what's going on, stop being vaccinated. Don't attack people that have been vaccinated. Recognize they thought they were doing the right thing, but support these individuals. I want you to get a hold of your attorneys and have them start looking at strict liability lawsuits on these vaccines because the vaccines aren't protected under that. And I want the Congress of the United States to indict, to investigate and indict Anthony Fauci and, Collins and the rest of these people that were involved in this gain-of-function research and lied under oath to Congress. And I want the President of the United States to grow up and quit mandating things that are beyond his legal authority to do. You can't mandate injecting people with something that has garbage in it, that takes this oxygen out of the blood, that causes the blood to coagulate, to clot, and get by with it. This is illegal, is unconstitutional, is unethical, is unscientific, it's unmedical.
Well, sir, you're first and foremost a cardiologist, and you, again, almost over a year and a half ago predicted all this. Now it's all happened, and there's tens of thousands of other prominent scientists and doctors saying the same thing. Now they've put advisories on these shots. So they know this, and as you said earlier, they clearly premeditatedly did this. How the hell did they ever think they'd get away with it? A, then B, as the rats leave the sinking ship, what do you think they're going to try to pull to try to get out of this? Because, I mean, I don't see them getting away with this right now if we keep pushing.
Yeah, I mean, that's the reality. Everybody needs to keep pushing on this and to not give any leeway here. Their attitude that, you know, if we can just get you to think about something else, the old squirrel phenomenon, you know, a distraction here, a distraction there, which is what they've been doing. You know, if we stay on target and don't back down, these people are going to have to be held accountable. You know, this is not a matter of allowing them to just leave office or to go without a retirement pay. These people committed crimes against humanity. They experimented on human beings. They did it on a much more massive scale than Mengele and the Nazis did in, Germany, because they just did it on the people that were in their concentration camps. These folks did it around the world, and they prevented the, shutdown of traffic that could have isolated the virus. They knew that they were working on this. They put a level 4 lab, the Wuhan Institute Virology Lab, right smack dab in the middle of where people are. And then they were dumb enough to actually send me 2 emails this year to ask me if, because of my physics, being a physicist, if I would be interested in considering a job at Fort Detrick for the investigation of viruses, of coronaviruses, funded by NIAID. I mean, their brazenness just knows no limits. But I think the American public have had enough. The people in the world have had enough. You can't look at all this information coming from other directions and say this isn't real. This phenomenon is real. It affects the blood within a minute or two, and it's just a matter of everybody's individual characteristics as to how badly they're going to be affected, and let's not mince any words. This isn't over. If we stop vaccinating today, the long-term sequelae of what's happening from these vaccines that are making spike proteins that we know get into the brain not only causes inflammation and blood clotting, this inflammatory thrombotic response, but have been shown to cause prion disease in animals. We are a long way from being over on this. And the harm and the damage, they don't get to buy their way out of this. We're talking about criminal charges on people that have been doing this for decades and thought nothing about doing this to other human beings.
That's right. They've gotten away with so many things. Fauci testing on young black children with, experimental stuff that killed them, and just it's experimenting on the dogs and everything. It's a repeat of that. Your full report is at band.video, medical bombshell, Pfizer, vax attacks human blood, creating clots under microscope. It's up to you listeners to get that out and circumvent it. Circumvent the censorships. Circumvent the censors. It's up to you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.